What up, what up, what up? You're now tuned in to the Progression Podcast. I'm your host, 007, man. It's so good to be back with you again on this great day. Great day. It's Easter weekend, man, and it's so good to be back with you, man. And so I want to get us started real quick because, man, I want to get right into it. So I got a new thing I'm going to do for the listeners and everybody on YouTube. You know, I want you to check out this right here. It's a QR code, right? It's a QR code. Click that QR code to get the message, man. It's a QR code to get the message, right? 007, man. We are powered by Josiah's House. Like I say, man, go look at Josiah's House, www.josiahshouseministries.com. Or you don't have to do the W's no more. Josiah'sHouseMinistries.com. I got it right down here. You see it right here. So Josiah'sHouseMinistries.com. Right. I want to get right into it, man, because this is one of them ones, man, and I always say that, but yeah, it's one of them ones. I mean, I got to give a shout out to all the cats that I've been cooling with, man, and all the guys that are in the podcast world, my back to the lab partners, you know what I'm saying, all the lab techs, you know, Damien, man. Peace and blessings, like you always say, man. We got to stand together, man. That's how we do it, you know, us podcasters, you know. And so, as I said, man, you're listening to the Progression Podcast. I'm your host, 007. You know me. So, it's Progression Podcast. We speak liberation, education, and elevation. I was liberated from the street life, educated in the prison system, and I was elevated once I gave my life to Jesus Christ, right? So, now I'm going to start this off with this. My scripture is always from 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. I say it again. Therefore, if any man, you, me, her, him, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. Hey, they've been waiting. Hey, man, say this one is called They've Been Waiting, man. I hate to say it, but man, they've been waiting on you to slip. They've been waiting for the chance to see you in handcuffs. And then that's when they're going to be happy. They've been waiting to see you slip, man. I got it. And I got scriptures behind this, man, behind my They've Been Waiting. And see, it's a two-way thing. Sometimes they say they've been waiting and debating for oh so long. You know, it's like they've been waiting like to see you come out and be big and man, or they've been waiting for you to go and fall. They've been waiting, man. And they salivating at it, right? So I'm going to tell you my scripture. My scripture comes from Proverbs 24 and 17. Solomon writes, "Do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice." Say it again. Proverbs 24 and 17. Do not gloat when your enemy falls or when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice. Do not let your heart rejoice. Amen. They've been waiting, man. It's some cats out there that have been waiting on you to fall, waiting to say, hey, man, look at him. Look at him. He fall. Hey, man. Hey, we happy. They making memes. They making videos. Dudes going out their way to make a video about you, man. I'm talking about using their God-given talent. I'm talking about to make up skits about you, dancing and stuff and celebrating your downfall, man. They love it. They love it. But in the Bible, the Bible tells us if you think you're a real believer, if you are a real believer, it says, do not gloat when your enemy falls. And we ain't talking about enemies either, man. You do not even know these people. You don't even know these people, but then you want to laugh and joke and stuff when you see them fall, man. It's a crazy thing, man. Do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice. Some of this stuff be in their heart, man. They've been waiting, dog. They've been waiting on you to fall, right? My first topic is celebrating downfalls. In this day and age, it seems like the celebratory thing of downfalls has become a new norm. First, I was talking about, I seen a whole bunch of stuff about these new podcasts where they shock jock you and tell you, hey, tell us about this person. You start drinking, and the more they drink, they start spilling some stuff, even some stuff that's not true. It might be they true, but the celebrity stuff is getting out of hand, right? And so now people that are celebrities, I guess you feel like you've seen them so much, you know them or something, but really you don't know them. But then even the person next to you that's not a celebrity, that's not known, might be on the come up. And then he be on the come up and you're like, yeah. I see your boy. Oh man, he didn't do that. I see your boy. No, but you know what? When he downward spiral, you see that, then you say, yeah, see, I had told him, man, not to invest in that stock, man. I had told him, man, you didn't tell him nothing. You just was laughing and joking and then probably getting money from that dude too until he started going down. And now you like laughing at him, telling other people about it like you was down with it. Man, look, celebrating downfalls is not the thing to do, man. Don't celebrate somebody's downfall. Man, I seen a thing about don't laugh, learn. You know what I'm saying? Don't laugh, learn. And then pray for that person, man, because even if that person is doing the stuff that they saying that he doing, right? Hey, man, he might be sick. Just because he got money, that don't mean he's sick. He not sick, man. Just because he got money, he got a talent, dude might be messed up in the head, man. Might have some kind of mental issue. God needs to be the one that you pray to for that person, man. I don't get myself wrapped up into downfalls, man, because if somebody having a downfall, man, I don't want to be the next one. Stop celebrating downfalls. My next thing, man, sometimes they build you up to tear you down. See, a lot of that, man, you this, man, you that, man, you know what I'm saying? They build you up. Now it's up to you to take that in your heart. When you take that in your heart, you be like, oh man, getting puffed up. And then once you get puffed up like that balloon and pop, that pen just blows it all down, right? I know how it feels, man. You know, I was one of those guys that people used to say, oh man, that boy can rap. Oh, that boy is this. Hey, that boy is that. Hey, Double O, man, you got it, man. You straight, you own it, man. But then when I was down, the phone stopped ringing. When I was down, money stopped coming, right? But let me tell you something. My cousin, man, I got a cousin, Duracell, man. One time, he came over to the house, man, back in the 90s, right? And so Rap-A-Lot had, you know, was going to sign him, right? And so when they was signing him, you know, I was like, hey, man, it's my cousin, man, doing good. Hey, man, they signing him, right? So he came on my apartment, you know what I'm saying? Came on my apartment at that time. I had an apartment. And he said, hey, cuz. You know, he knocked on the door. I let him in and we started kicking it, right? And that boy said, say, cuz. Man, they say I'm harder than Scarface. I say, don't believe that, dog. Hey, man, they gassing you up. Don't believe that, dog. You good. But say, man, they put a little bit on it, man, to try to, you know, get you, man. But all that you heard of the Scarface stuff, man, don't believe that, dog. Them people is gassing you up. They putting that 100 octane on you, man. And it's super unleaded, man, right now. Hey, man, God will get you some regular unleaded. Just be what you can be. Don't worry about who you harder than. Just do your thing, man, because they'll build you up and then they'll tear you down. Build you up and tear you down. Now, if I had enough business sense back then, I would have told him, get about the business of that rap game, man, because if you don't know the business of the rap game, it'll turn into a victimization in a minute. Now, I'm going to let you know, all those guys that rap a lot, those are my partners, right? They cool with me because I've turned the chapter and I don't care about what happened in the past because some of them was just getting duped too. You know what I'm saying? And so when they getting duped, they like, hey, man, and I know I'm getting duped. Well, I'm finna dupe the next man. And they thinking that stuff was normal. But to me, now that I see it, it wasn't normal. But sometimes they'll build you up to tear you down. Now, my next thing is this. Hate is a wasted emotion. Hey, man, if you don't like the way a person is living, man, I'm going to just tell you this and give you a bit of advice. It ain't got nothing to do with you. If you hate a person that you don't know, that you don't really interact with, hey man, you wasting your time, your breath, your energy. You wasting your time on social media, fussing with them, man. This thing, we got social media is a good tool, man, to promote, to sell stuff and all this stuff. And you wasting your time hating on somebody. Hating is a wasted emotion, man. Don't spend your day hating on somebody. Hey man, I'm serious. Don't spend your day hating on nobody, man. Now, I'll tell you, I'm going to be real with you, man. I'm going to be real with you. The situation that you laughing at, now I'm telling you, the situation that you laughing at, that other people are going through, the downfalls and the pitfalls and stuff that they going through, it could be right around the corner for you. So while you laughing at it, it could be right around the corner for you. While you laughing at the feds coming to the man's house, and say, oh, the feds are so sad. And you laughing at it, it might be you next time. Hey, man, I find it funny, and not funny, I find it sad that all these people that says that the FBI are crooked and the FBI is this and the DOJ is this, they crooked toward this one person. But now this other dude get it. Silence. Oh, the FBI all right now. They cool. As long as they doing it to him. But don't do it to him because he our savior. Now, you could do it to him because we feel like he's just scum. Right? I hear crickets, man. Now the FBI is just such wonderful people if they getting the people you like to get. But if they getting somebody that you don't want them to touch, oh, man, no. I ain't never seen nobody with almost 100 doggone indictments out on bond. Hey man, I'm being real serious. I ain't never in my life, in the hood, I ain't never seen a dude with two indictments, one indictment be out on bond, man. But with almost 100 of them, and really not out on bond, ain't never been in there. Hey man. Is something. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't hating on him. Hey, man, do your thing. Because you know what? Hate is a wasted emotion. I got stuff to do. I got stuff to be. I got where to be, places to be, stuff to do. Hey, man, I'm trying to move on and do my thing, right? So I'm not hating on nobody, man. You know what? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be real. I don't think I ever hated on nobody, man. I'm being serious with you. I don't think I have, dog. I don't think I have. Hey, man, well, you know what? I'm a move on. Now, my last thoughts, these are my last thoughts. Now, I'm going to go over this thing because I want y'all to know the scripture that I was coming from, do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, man. They've been waiting, man. Recognize it, man. They've been waiting on you. And if you come back from that, hey, remember that. And I'm not saying be mad at them and try to do retribution, but understand that, hey, man, it can never be the same how it was. It can never be the same how it was. Like I say, do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice. That's in Proverbs 24 and 17. Proverbs 24 and 17. Solomon, man. Celebrating downfalls, man. Remember, you can't celebrate someone else's downfall, man. The same thing you're thinking about, that situation that you laughing about that somebody else is going through, it could be right around the corner for you. Remember that, man. And sometimes you listen to stuff and get pumped up on it, man. They build you up and then tear you down, man. Like if you live by the cheers, you'll die by the booze, man. Hey, man. Do not do that, man. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Stay right there, man. Stay humble, man. I stay humble because I've seen people laugh at something, then become it right quick. They laugh at something, and then they become it right quick. They become what they laughed at. And, man, you laughed at it, and now you're one of them. Seriously, man. Seriously. Hey, man. Wasted. Hate is a wasted emotion. Hate is a wasted emotion. Hey, man. I'm serious. Believe me when I say that. My last thoughts, man. These are my last thoughts. Hey, expose yourself the next time. The next time you make a video, little stupid stuff that's going on in your life, like, you know, you ain't got no money or you something messed up in your life, you feel like, are you going to jail? Hey, do that video. Expose yourself next time. Let's see you do that one. But you don't want to do that. You want to project your stuff off to somebody else, right? Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. This is real life. I eat a bowl of water with a fork. I eat a bowl of water with a fork before I believe that everyone I know wants the best for me. I don't believe that. That's why I say it'll never happen. I ain't going to believe that everybody out here that they want the best for me, because I know better. I know better, but I move different now, right? I was blinded before now. I'm not going to lie. I was blinded before because I was so down with the cause. I was so down with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Double O, man. I'm being real with everybody, man. Man, let me tell you, I eat a bowl of water with a fork before I believe that everyone around me wants the best for me, because I know it's not true. I know it's not true. Hey, man. Log on, man, to josiahshouse.com, man. josiahshouseministries.com, man. We got some good stuff that's happening, man. We're partnering with a lot of people at Eyes on Me, Inc., and we're doing some things. We're doing a lot of new things, man. Charm Ministries, we're doing a lot of new things. And we want to keep you up on the latest things that we're doing, man. And so I'm telling you, man, that was my last thoughts. Expose yourself next time. And I know it's not one of those things, man, that you like to hear. I already know. You ain't got to let me know, man. I already know. Hey, I'm telling my listeners, man. Hey, I love y'all, man. Subscribe to my YouTube page, man. The Progression Podcast, man. Go to Josiah's House Ministries, man. Your turn to U-turn, man. It's your turn to U-turn at Josiah's House Ministries. And look me up on Spotify, Apple. You know what I'm saying? Samsung, all podcasts, wherever you get podcasts, man, look me up, man. I'm there, man. And so for the people that's on, you know, like YouTube, man, that QR code, man, go to the QR code and you can click it right there. Then my website will pop up. Instead of, you know, some people just lazy. They don't want to put the Josiah's House Ministries.com. And they're like, God, dog, I got to say that Josiah's House Ministry. That's why, man, I went and got a QR code for you, man. You can put the QR code up, man, and bam. Y'all can see me? Hey, man, put the QR code up, man. Hey, click that, man, and you'll see what I'm talking about, man. It's a special thing right there, man. I want y'all to click that, man. So, look, 007, man, I love y'all, man. Keep on fighting, man, and understand this. They've been waiting. Don't let them wait.